With his signature yesterday on the state's capital budget, Governor Bill Walker committed $21 million to the Juneau Access Project. But back in 2016, the governor had decided against building the ever-controversial road megaproject, citing the state's fiscal crisis. KTOO's Jeremy Shea looks into why the road money was spared the veto.
Business interests, environmentalists, politicians, and neighbors in Juneau, Haines, and Skagway have gone round and round for years on whether or not to build the road, including Denny DeWitt, head of the Pro-Road First Things First Alaska Foundation, and attorney Buck Lindekugel with the environmental group Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
We're delighted that the money was left in the budget.
We are disappointed by Governor Walker's decision not to veto this dead-end project.
It's back where it belongs, and gives us an opportunity to continue working on an important project for Juneau.
But we urge him to continue to press his DOT commissioner to issue a decision selecting the no-build alternative this summer and address our other pressing transportation needs expeditiously.
They're referring to money lawmakers cobbled together for the road late in this year's legislative session. It came from past unspent transportation earmarks for Upper Lynn Canal. It's a small victory for road supporters, but there are still major hurdles to get to construction, like securing huge federal grants, which largely hinges on reversing Governor Walker's 2016 decision not to build the road. The governor's spokesman, Austin Baird, says Walker's policy on the road isn't shifting. He says the governor didn't veto the road money because it didn't draw from new general fund money. Previously, state plans called for extending Glacier Highway in Juneau about 50 miles north to the Katsahine River. A new ferry terminal would be built there for a short trip to the road system via Haines or Skagway. State estimates from 2014 put the initial construction cost at $574 million. Meanwhile, the State Department of Transportation's final environmental review document on the project is expected this summer. Presumably, it will confirm the governor's no-build decision. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.